Hi everyone, I'm Suveer and welcome to the first episode of A Political Week with Suveer K. Now I'm going to discuss some major highlights that have happened in the political world this week. So the by far the biggest highlight was the inaugural of President-elect Joe Biden and Madam Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, but more on that later. So on Monday, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was detained at a Moscow airport on return to Russia from Germany 5 months after being poisoned. So some backstory here. On 20th August, Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent while on a flight from Tomsk to Moscow. He had become violently ill and was put in a coma and hospitalized in serious condition. He was then evacuated to Berlin for further treatment. Now, following his recovery in Germany 5 months later, he was arrested on Monday on his arrival in Moscow, following which a judge sentenced him to 30 days in custody. Navalny's detention has been condemned by the European Union. So now moving on to Tuesday. On Tuesday, the Independent Panel for Pandemic Preparedness and Response, the IPPR, established by the WHO in May 2020, said that China and the World Health Organization acted too slowly to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. The Switzerland-based panel, in its report released on January 18, called for an overhaul of health alert and response system, saying that the current system is not fit for purpose. The report says, and I quote, "What is clear to the panel is that public health measures could have been applied more forcefully by local and national health authorities in China in January." Moving on to Wednesday, President-elect Joe Biden and Madam Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were sworn in as the 46th President and 49th Vice President of the United States, respectively. The inaugural ceremony took place on the Western Front of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Lady Gaga sang the national anthem and Jennifer Lopez sang "This Land Is Your Land" and "America the Beautiful." And hats off to Garrett Brooks, who, despite being a Republican, attended the inaugural and performed "The Amazing Grace." National Youth Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman also recited her poem, "The Hill We Climb." At 22, Gorman is the youngest inaugural poet. So moving on to the next story, the UN announced talks on a new Syria constitution resuming January 5th. So the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Mr. Geir Pedersen, announced that the next round of talks towards revising the war-battered country's constitution will start in Geneva on January 25th and urged the parties to move to an actual drafting. He said, and I quote, "I believe that we need to ensure that the committee begins to move from preparing a constitutional reform to drafting one, as it is mandated to do so." So a little backstory. The United Nations and several Western allies have accused Syria's President Bashar Assad of deliberately delaying the drafting of a new constitution to waste time until presidential elections this year. According to Syria's election laws, president elections are scheduled to take place between April 16th and May 16th, at least 90 days before Assad's 7-year term expires. Now, the next story comes from China. So China is in the process of building a massive quarantine camp that would house more than 4,000 people. So the move is in light of an outbreak of COVID-19 this month that has left tens of millions of people in the Hubei province under strict lockdown. The efforts are reminiscent of Beijing's efforts to build makeshift hospitals in Wuhan, the center of the virus, days after it broke out. So moving on to Thursday. On Thursday, Germany extended its lockdown till February 14th and Northern Ireland extended its lockdown to March 5th. So German Chancellor Angela Merkel, along with the leaders of the country's 16 states, agreed that a national lockdown should be kept in place. The leaders agreed to prolong the lockdown until February 14th, while the British region of Northern Ireland extended its lockdown to March 5th. Northern Ireland introduced a 6-week lockdown on December 26th, closing schools, non-essential services, bars and restaurants. India sent 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine to Nepal on Thursday. Nepal Health Minister Hriadesh Tripathi said that the AstraZeneca, the Oxford University vaccine, manufactured under license by the Serum Institute of India, will be given to health workers and other frontline personnel within a week or 10 days. Tripathi also added that Nepal would like to purchase 4 million more doses. So moving on to Friday, House Democrats who had voted to impeach Trump last week for inciting the deadly January 6th Capitol riots have signaled that they want to move quickly to trial as President Joe Biden begins his term. And the House will deliver the Trump impeachment charge on Monday, rejecting Republican push for time. So the Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives will be delivering an impeachment charge against former President Donald Trump to the Senate, on Monday rejecting Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's request for a delay. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who displaced McConnell as the chamber's leader, announced a move on the Senate floor on Friday. He did not say when Trump's second impeachment trial would begin, but he emphasized the need to move quickly on confirmation of President Joe Biden's cabinet and other key administration officials. So some backstory here. Nancy Pelosi and many other House Democrats who had voted to impeach Trump last week had signaled that they wanted to move quickly to the trial. And Speaker Pelosi had also said, quote, "We must do it." Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, says that a new variant of COVID-19 discovered in the UK may carry higher risk of death. Prime Minister Johnson said on Friday that the new English variant of COVID-19 may be associated with a higher level of mortality, although he says that evidence shows that both vaccines being used in the country are effective against it. So that's all for the first episode, guys. Stay tuned for a new episode next week. Cheers!